Welcome back. I'm going to start off with a technique today. I have painted myself as an expert in my local area by doing something very simple.
I thought you painted yourself.
I cover the earth like Sherwin Williams.
Okay, by doing something very simple.
Yes, I added something to my website.
All right, and what is that?
A list of local restaurants.
Oh, cool. Everyone wants to see those.
Well, for sure.
With reviews and...
Reviews, and people search my website, and there it is. When you come to this area, here's where you should go to eat.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Uh-huh. And that's reaching more people than I think.
Yeah.
There you go.
I love it.
A quick parade of techniques for you.
A quick parade of techniques. I do. This is an appraisal gap clause. Now, everyone already knows about an appraisal gap clause, right? So if the appraisal comes in too low, then the buyer will make up the difference between the appraised price and the price, the purchase price, up to a certain amount, right? Everybody knows that. We've been doing that for the last, I don't know, 4 years or something like that. But have you done it on the other side? Like, what if the appraisal comes in higher than the purchase price?
What?
Yeah, this is different, isn't it? It's kind of a cool thing. It's a way of saying to the listing agent and the seller, we're buying this house. All right, so here, I'm just going to read it to you, okay? And then if you want a copy of it, then what do they do? Put it in chat or put it in, I don't know, send us an email or something. Okay. If the appraised value is below purchase price, buyer will contribute up to but not to exceed blank. Okay, that's the part we already know. But here's the cool part. In the event that the appraised value comes in higher than the original purchase price, buyer will adjust purchase price to equal appraised value up to but not to exceed blank. I love it.
Wow.
So, yeah, so this is a way, especially in a situation where there's multiple offers, or this is a unique property. You know, your buyer's been looking for 2 years and they're like, this is the one. It's got a mother-in-law apartment. It fits our needs to a T. This is the house. So if they do have to pay a little more than what they had originally agreed on, what a cool way to get your offer accepted. I'm so jazzed about this. A uniqueness that you can bring to the table for your buyer to help increase the odds they are going to get the house they want. For those of you that are still in those competing markets, because there are a bunch of those around the country, or for those situations for the rest of your career where someone says, I don't care how much we pay, we want to buy this house.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about this, Michael? How, you know, sometimes when, you know, 2 years after the closing, can you remember what we paid for the thing? You got to go look it up. Well, I think it was in the ballpark of, but very rarely do we, and I suppose it's a personality type.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of remember a range, but you're not remembering this is the exact dollar amount, you know? So let people buy the house they want to buy. Okay, I'm done.
That's great. It reminds me of something that came up also.
Oh, yeah?
The last resort money close. Remember that?
Of course I do.
About reduce to the ridiculous and paint the picture with all the emotional words and senses.
Yeah.
I can see it now.
Yeah.
Because that's all they want. They just want to buy the
house.
Help
them buy the house. Yes,
right.
That's very good.
Because they're sitting out on the lanai.
Okay, ask the experts now.
Okay. So I have a new guy on a team. And by new guy, and when I say guy, it's just a generic term, a new person on a team who's hearing the other people on the team report, I had 24 conversations, I had 32 conversations, I had 38 conversations, and he's going, how the heck are you guys having so many conversations? What are you doing that I'm not doing? And I thought it was a wonderful question.
Yeah, it is.
Because my goal, my number one goal, is to keep up with you all and have as many conversations so that I generate the leads that get the appointments,
right,
et cetera.
It's the activity that drives production.
Right. So what are you doing that I'm not doing to get those conversations?
Love
and here's
it.
What he heard. Number one, I coach local teams. And so at the games, I'm talking to the parents all the time.
Sports teams.
Right. I'm the president of my local fly fishing club. I go to lots of meetings and talk to all the people at the meetings. I'm not a wallflower. I participate in the meetings. I hold open house. on a regular basis in my market and talk to the people. By the way, you may remember that most of the people who come to open house have a house to sell.
Oh, yeah.
That's not on the market, so they're not lookers, they're listers.
Right.
If you know how to convert them, yes.
Right.
I do the 10-10-10, 10 minutes a day. I go out and I comment and like and share on 10 different people who are in my book of business. I purchased an auto dialer. That's how I'm having more conversations. I have someone else dial for me, a thing actually, not me. My CRM does something that has it's called a coaching button, which is prompts and notes, and it's telling me, my CRM is telling me,
here's
it's
my
already
list.
Built in, here's who you contact today. So it's no thought to have to put in, I don't have to come up with a list. The list is given to me, I like it. I'm doing webinars for my book of business about real estate topics, and I have conversations there. Here's a really good tip. I track my conversations every day. Mm-hmm. When I do my top five, I think back to what happened the day before and ask myself, now, who did I actually have conversations with? Because what I discovered by doing that is I'm not giving myself enough credit for the conversations.
I'm having more conversations than I know.
Having.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. I never leave home without my name.
How many people are
badge
on this team? This is like 30 things.
Yes.
Okay.
Schedule.
Wear your name badge.
Conversation time.
Okay.
Now, am I allowed to have as
many? You can have as many as you
good
want. I love it.
Thank you very much. And here is the one that I saved for last because I thought it was the pithiest.
The pithiest?
The most profound.
Oh, okay.
Yes. We miss more opportunities to have real estate conversations than we actually have conversations because we're not engaging with the people around us.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for opportunities to have those conversations, and you will end up having more qualifying conversations. And remember, the more conversations you have, right,
the more likely you are to get an appointment.
And the better you're going to get at it.
Yeah, that's true too.
Okay.
All right. As the experts, here's the question. My number one goal is to build the habits that are going to help me achieve my goal in 2024. So here's the question. What new habit are you building for you to hit your goal in 2024?
Having more conversations.
Well, maybe. All right, so here's the answer. There is kind of a laundry list here, okay? So monthly snail mail on the 1st and a monthly email mid-month. So figuring out what those are in advance and getting it set up in your CRM and having it all be automated, and that has been done. All right, here's the next person said, I'm sending a market update to every past client. So I'm giving them a big range of what their home might be worth based on the comps in their area, but I'm kind of doing a search to get into the ballpark of value. And I'm trying to say to them, you probably have more equity than you know.
Yeah.
All right, I'm doing videos, said one person. I'm sending my videos, I'm making the video, and then I've delegated the putting out of the videos, broadcasting of the videos to a marketing person.
Cool.
And doing 2 to 3 times per week, some kind of video. That's new. And then the other thing that she said was, I'm also watching what I eat, because the food that we eat has to do with our attitude, with how we feel, how we think. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. All right, here's an answer. Nothing. I'm doing nothing new. All of my systems are in place. They are all working. They're clicking on all cylinders. I am doing 200, yeah, that's the number, 200 just listed and just sold cards around every listing and every sale that I do. And I've got, it costs me $100. It's a no-brainer. And I've got a company that partners with me to get those out. So There is a thought. Here's the next one. I've decided to double down on a geographic farm. I used to have one. Mm-hmm. It was an area that I loved working and that I did a lot of business in. But then times changed and my budget got squeezed. And so now prices have gone up there. And I'm thinking, what am I thinking? I'm going to become famous in that geographic area again. So been doing that. And then last but not least, what if you did, as we learned at Business Breakthrough, what Kyle Draper recommended that we do, and that is built a library of the most frequently asked questions, FAQs, and created a video library that you store so that when your buyer or seller asks you a question, instead of taking the time to answer it in great detail or only talking to one of a two-person decision-making team, whether mm-hmm. that's buyers or sellers, you can send a text, Ted, Ruth, here's the answer to your question about earnest money. And then you send that video out. Are you building that library? And if you need ideas for what should be in that library, we developed a list while we were at Business Breakthrough 2023. Just email me or Michael and you will get that. Mary@floydwickman.com. Mike@floydwickman.com.
Let me add a postscript to
a
that
P.S.
one. Yes.
All right.
What's the most FAQ? How's the market?
Yeah.
Are you fumbling that question? I just saw that recently. You know, get that answer down pat. What does Floyd tell us to do? Memorize it, learn it, rehearse it so you sound competent, confident, natural, and positive.
Yeah. Do you remember Tommy Hopkins' answer to that?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And it always is. It's always appropriate. So.
Amen.
But you probably need a little bit more than that to keep the conversation going. So you might start with that word though, right?
Yep.
That's a great tip. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Go make some money this week.